Due to reaching 500 entries on our website Electrode list of interior IoT devices, I will remind you what this list is, how it works, why it was created, and I will show you how every user can contribute to our initiative. What is the IoT device interior list? Our list of IoT device interiors is essentially an improved version of the search engine, an aggregator of links to Electrode topics or posts where information about IoT devices was provided. The list can be seen here. It is also worth visiting our English language Electrode channel, which is slightly related to this initiative, and there are also instructions on how to change the firmware of devices on various Wi-Fi modules. Why was there a list of interiors of IoT devices? The list of IoT device interiors was created because more and more people modify purchased IoT devices to work independently of the manufacturer's servers, often changing their firmware for this purpose. Our descriptions of the interior of the devices provide information on how to change the firmware, what difficulties can be expected in the case of a given device, what system it is built on, and often also provide a ready-made configuration template. Therefore, our list focuses on devices based on Wi-Fi modules, although I must admit that several Zigbee devices are also included in it. Why change the batch of IoT devices? Motivation often varies from user to user, but the reasons I see most often are, in random order, the desire to free the device from potential spying by the manufacturer, freeing from the cloud. The desire to protect yourself in the event that the manufacturer goes bankrupt or changes the services offered. There have already been stories that the camera supplier went bankrupt and the cameras became useless. The desire to develop the functionality of the device. We even have tutorials how to add missing button to LED strip on the Electrode channel. Similarly, you can add a temperature sensor or an IR receiver. Desire to connect to Home Assistant, tutorial here, or with IO Broker, tutorial, or with your own HTTP server, etc. The desire to combine devices from different manufacturers into one ecosystem. What is it necessary to change the firmware of such a device? Usually, the whole thing comes down to soldering 4 or 5 cables and connecting to a USB to UART converter. It is best to provide an additional stable 3.3-volt power supply, but some users have even used NodeMCU or Arduino as part of such a programmer, with the main NCU capable of reset, and were also successful. For details, please refer to the topics on the list, or you can also visit YouTube Electrodes. How to use the IoT device interior list. First, we check the checkboxes next to the hardware platforms we are interested in, usually all, then enter the keyword and click Apply Filtering. You can also change the number of results displayed from the default limit of 10 to a larger one. Additionally, we also have a search function All Templates, even the short ones, or just Detailed Teardowns, i.e., detailed instructions on how to flash a given device. Into the field keyword, we can enter the name of the device model, the store where we bought it, or its PCB designation. For example, similarly, for a popular shipping portal, you can use the list in two ways. You can look there before purchasing the equipment. For example, if you are looking for something on ESP and want to see where there is a chance to get, for example, such a light switch, or after purchasing the equipment. For example, if you have already bought something and we are looking for instructions on how to flash, integration with OpenBeacon. The list of device interiors is also integrated with the firmware OpenBeacon. OBK currently supports the following platforms. On these platforms, you can upload OBK and then open the web app. On its main page, there is a list available. Button. Copy device settings will copy the selected template to the remaining fields, then you need to save them. The second method is to import the template. There is the import tab. We